It is 5 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Washington urges Moscow to back Ukraine peace effort. President Obama spoke by telephone Tuesday with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin Tuesday, urging him to support a peace agreement to be the subject of an international conference Wednesday in Belarus. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russia has been unhelpful to date in resolving the crisis.
They have refused to live up to the commitment that they made to withdraw all troops and weapons from eastern Ukraine. They have refused to live up their commitment to allow effective international monitoring of the international border. They've refused to live up to their commitment to return control of Ukraine's side of that border to the government in Kyiv. They've refused to live up their commitment to free all the hostages.
Mr. Putin is to meet Wednesday with leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine. Ukraine Tuesday said rocket strikes in the eastern city Kramatorsk killed at least 12, wounded more than 80, and blamed pro-Russian separatists for the violence. Niger has reportedly declared a 15-day state of emergency in Diffa region near Nigeria's border after repeated attacks by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Monday, a suicide bomber killed at least 5 people in Diffa. Niger has also voted to send hundreds of troops to join a regional force fighting Boko Haram that includes troops from Nigeria, Chad, Cameroon, and Benin. The insurgent group is reported to also have abducted another 30 people, including 8 girls from Cameroon, and killed 7 hostages in 2 bus hijackings Sunday and Monday in Cameroon and Nigeria. Boko Haram made international headlines last April when it abducted more than 200 schoolgirls from a Nigerian school in Borno State. The whereabouts of most of those girls remains a mystery. Meanwhile, the World Food Program is expressing alarm over the fate of tens of thousands of Nigerian refugees who fled Boko Haram violence